Well, hi everyone, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Last week, I was invited to do a live Q&A for the NCEA 2020 virtual convention. During that interview, I was asked a question about the quest for success in a Catholic school. For me, there were two core components here. First, how do we define success? And then how do we deal with the whole topic of ambition? Are we even supposed to be ambitious in a Catholic school? My mother was an Archbishop's secretary for 25 years, and I learned from watching her that human ambition does not necessarily disappear the moment someone chooses a vocation. So first, how do we define success in a Catholic school? For many people, what comes to mind is enrollment numbers, test scores, and the general pastoral and community feel of a particular campus. Now, these have their place, but did Jesus go to Calvary so that we could keep schools open and send enough people to an Ivy League college? Enrollments and test scores are an important component of success in a Catholic school, but they are not the main event. So what does define success? Way back in 1953, lay theologian Frank Sheed put it like this: "The indispensable minimum is that Catholics coming out of our schools should emerge with a tremendous devotion to Christ our Lord, with an awareness of Him and a considerable knowledge of His life and personality, and a desire to increase that knowledge. If they have got that, they are all right. Even if they've got nothing else, they are still all right. They will come to very little harm. But if they have not that, all other excellences don't do them a great deal of good." I always liked those words. Our schools exist to help young people become lifelong disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pope Benedict said that the purpose of evangelization was not to put people in touch with Jesus, but rather to put them in communion with Him. There's a big difference between teaching about Jesus as a figure of history as opposed to creating environments, experiences, and cool school cultures where people actually develop a relationship with Him that lasts for life. A second criteria for success is simply helping each person to fully develop their gifts. This is what the church documents on Catholic education refer to as integral formation. It is the development of each human person in their unique abilities with a vision of them as willed into existence by God for a future of hope and purpose. Okay, I think I'll pick up the issue of ambition tomorrow, but for now, let's reflect upon these twin pillars of helping our students become disciples and of helping them truly flourish in their gifts. That would lead to a wonderful and vibrant and successful Catholic school. Thanks for listening in today. I just wanted to let you know I've written a new book for teachers and students that you can find by going to onecatholicteacher.com. That's O-N-E, onecatholicteacher.com, and going to the resources tab. It's called Finishing Strong, and I know it'll be a blessing to you and your school community. You can also check out the incredible Going Deeper resource there as well on the resources page. You can find me on Instagram at JonathanDoyle47 and at Facebook at JonathanDoyleSpeaks. You can find everything else at onecatholicteacher.com. So please make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and I'd love you to share the link with friends. God bless everybody, and I'll have another message for you tomorrow.